Hi, I'm Kelsey Zeiser. Welcome to What's the Story, a short podcast from Light Reading, where we take a step back from the most significant topics in telecom to tell you the latest news, how we got here, what it all means, and what to expect next. Today, I'm talking with Light Reading's Jeff Baumgartner about Casa Systems' recent Chapter 11 filing and their plans to sell their 5G and cable assets. We discuss what this means for Vecima Networks, which is purchasing Casa's cable business for $20 million. And we also discuss how this could impact the development of virtual CMTSs, which was a key focus area for Casa. Hey, Jeff, welcome back to What's the Story?
Hey, Kelsey. Good to see you again. Good to talk to you.
You too? Yeah. So it seems like Casa Systems is not having a great week with the Chapter 11 filing. What's going on there? What happened?
Yeah. So, yeah, Casa, the company that's been a longtime cable access network company and more recently in the 5G and mobile core arena. Yeah, I mean, they've been struggling for a while, but and I guess this is not totally unexpected. We thought at some point they'd have to explore selling the assets, but we didn't know how they would do it. But as part of a court-supervised Chapter 11 process, Casa intends to sell off its cable business to Vecima Networks for $20 million under a, we'll get into it, but like a stalking horse bid. And it's also going to sell off its 5G mobile core and RAN assets to a company called Lumine Group. And they're a company that specializes in corporate divestitures. They've done a bunch of deals in recent years. But the kind of odd thing about it is Casa's fixed wireless access business, known as Netcom, is not part of the Chapter 11 process. The fate of that piece of the business is still being determined. They had a potential buyer, but the deal looks like it fell apart. So they're going to hold on to it, but they're going to look again to maybe sell it or possibly wind down that business. So that was the major gist. And just one quick thing on the stalking horse bid with Vecima. So the business was put out there for sale. So Vecima and others did their due diligence to formulate a bid, and Vecima's came out on top with that public offer of $20 million, but there's still a possibility that someone else could swoop in with a higher bid. I was talking to Jeff Hanen over at the Del Oro Group, and he doesn't expect to see anyone else come in with a higher bid, but you know, we'll know more in the coming weeks.
And any more insight onto, you know, why Netcom wasn't part of this?
Yeah, I think there's like, I think they're effectively based in Australia, and there's some Australian rules around that asset. But I think they had it on the block for a while, trying to find a buyer, and they thought they had somebody lined up and just did not work out. So the assets were just not part of this particular Chapter 11 process in the U.S. But I think they'll continue to try to find a buyer. I guess it might be kind of a shame if they have to just wind it down. But again, the fate of that one's just up in the air right now. But I think high level, though, I think we've been, like I said, kind of seeing this coming, you know, Casa's been struggling. The cable business has been in decline, but its products, like its CMTS chassis, are held in pretty high regard. And Casa's also one of only two suppliers out there that have deployed a virtual CMTS. And Harmonic, thanks to its Comcast deal, is really the leader in that market by a wide margin. And then CommScope's also getting back into that market. So we'll have to see how that goes. But it really can turn into a big opportunity for Vecima here, because they entered the virtual CMTS fray last month, and they had some trial commitments in tow. So again, I was talking to Jeff Hanen about it, and he sees it as a way for, or an opportunity for Vecima to accelerate and scale its virtual CMTS strategy and maybe chip away at Harmonic's market share. So they could become a pretty solid number two player. And we're still kind of in the early phases of the virtual CMTS. I mean, Comcast has really been out there, and I think their deployment is kind of skewing the market share because they're working with Harmonic. So when they're the only one out there really deploying at scale, you know, puts Harmonic way out there. And Harmonic also has a deal with Charter, but I don't think they've begun to roll out the virtual CMTS yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely seems like a good opportunity for Vecima to have access to that virtual CMTS. And yeah, I think it's interesting in your article, you were, you know, you mentioned that Casa hasn't been doing well for a while. And, you know, you mentioned in the article, it says they made revenues in Q3 of 2023 of about $62 million, down from around $67 million the year before. So that's kind of rough. And it looks like they laid off about 10% of their employees. So
yeah, they've been going through a period of difficulty. You know, their founder and former CEO left that role last year. They had some issues with their some of their debt, where they had to kind of establish or talk to their lenders to redo that. And they were able to get that done. So that thing was kind of hanging over their head too. But I think they just got to the point where, you know, looking at the market conditions and also I think the Chapter 11 process also gives an opportunity for their employees to find opportunities at, you know, the companies that are acquiring some of these businesses. But then I was looking at this also from a kind of a bigger picture standpoint. And I think Casa's situation feeds into a broader shift in the cable tech sector. We're kind of seeing a balance balance of power shift, I guess. You know, Cisco and CommScope / Aeris were the dominant players for a long time, but you know, Cisco's all but out of the cable hardware game, and there are some questions looming about CommScope. You know, they're exploring the sale of some of their assets, including their access network unit, and they're also on some shaky financial ground at the moment. But in the meantime, others have emerged and maybe filled in the gap to a degree. You know, you got companies like Harmonic and Vecima, ATX Networks, Technetics have emerged to take more of a leadership role, kind of status in the sector as companies that are, they're probably a little more dedicated and committed to the cable access network, including outside plant. You know, I think if you look at Cisco, you know, the cable business was, you know, very small component of everything else they were doing. So I think eventually they just decided, you know, how much weight do we want to continue to put into this?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Interesting to hear how it'll impact, kind of the rest of the cable industry. And, we'll be curious to see how, you know, Vecima does with, some of these new assets now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff. Look forward to hearing future updates on this.
All right. Yeah, I'll try to keep an eye on things and I'll keep you posted. Thanks, Kelsey.
Thanks so much, Jeff, for taking the time to talk today. And thank you to our wonderful producer, Pierre Landriot, for making this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Light Reading Podcast for more interviews and insights from the team. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.